Welcome to the NetPlay Marketing Podcast.
Hey, Ace is here for the NetPlay Marketing Podcast. Thank you again for joining me here on the podcast. I'm super pumped up for today's podcast. I want to just talk a little bit about gratitude. I've noticed, more and more that, a lot of people are always looking for, for more. They're always looking for more out of life. They're always looking for more out of their, their current circumstance. They're looking, to improve whatever goals they're setting out to go through and all this other stuff. And, as amazing as that stuff is, and I'm glad for you guys for, going out there and pursuing your goals, pursuing your dreams, pursuing your, everything you want in your careers. One thing that I do notice, though, is that we don't take the time to just take a moment and appreciate what we do have, and what I mean by that is that we don't take a moment to just see how far we've actually come. Sometimes we get distracted by the big looming goal. We get distracted by, what it is that we need to still do, that we forget how much we've actually accomplished so far, those little wins along the way. And I think that's one of the biggest things that we can do to help ourselves, get re-energized, get revamped, and get refocused on what it is that we need to get done. Because sometimes, when we have a big goal or we've set this big, expectation for ourselves, and I hope that you are setting these big, scary expectations, that we get so focused on, everything that needs to get done still, all the things that still need to happen for that goal to happen. And it can be easy to get distracted or get even, demotivated because of that. Saying, oh my God, I still have all this to do, and, it's going to be a lot of work. I'm like, should I really keep going with this and stuff like that, And it's not a fun feeling, for one, but it would make it so much easier if we just look back for a quick second and just look at how far we've actually come. If we've been working at it, consistently, if we've been working at it the way that, that you want to, then you could see how far you've actually come towards that goal, right? And any step further from where you started towards your goal is an accomplishment, is an achievement, is something to be grateful for, something to be thankful for. And I believe we don't take the time to do that, right? So something that I think would be a great, little tool or exercise for you to do is just like, it doesn't have to be every day. If you can do it every day, awesome. But if you take, just a week, the weekends are usually a great time because you have a little bit extra time for yourself. Try to take it, that 5-10 minutes, meditate a little bit, or just reflect a little bit on where you've come and how far you've come, and be grateful for all the opportunities that you have had, for all the opportunities you've taken advantage of, and for all the opportunities that are still to come. It's a great way to just reflect and get motivated. And if the opposite is true, maybe if you have been working on towards something but not much has accomplished, meaning you haven't moved forward too much in terms of the results that you're seeing, don't let that demotivate you either. Because as long as you're trying, that's the most important thing. A lot of people will, get discouraged because they try something once, they try something a second time, and it isn't quite working out for them, and then they just assume, I can't do this, or this isn't for me, I'm not going to be able to make this happen, or anything like that, right? And I completely relate with that, guys. Like, it's taking me time and time again for me to try different things to find what works, and that's just part of the experience. It's part of life. It's part of how things are going to roll out. The key to that, though, is to not allow yourself to be demotivated, discouraged, and you quit, right? You can't let yourself quit when it comes to trying. You have to just keep trying until something sticks. That's the key, that persistence, when it comes to your goal. So if you have been working towards, a goal and you haven't really seen that much results, then what you got to reflect on is more of the experience, the experience, the wisdom, and what it is you've actually learned from these experiences, right? Because like I said, every time you try, there's either a lesson or there's going to be results. One of the two, right? And both of them are equally as important, right? If you become a little bit wiser and you realize what things don't work for what it is you're trying to accomplish, whatever your goals are, right, then you know not to do them again. Right, and the great thing is that once you've acquired this wisdom, once you've acquired this knowledge of things that don't work, or for the things that do work, you can now pass that on to somebody else. Right, you can pass on that education to somebody else. Right, and the great thing is now that you'll be able to coach somebody who's going through what you're going through, and that's super important. guys, because the best thing other than accomplishing your goal is being able to help somebody else, you know, reach the same goal or reach a similar goal by what you've learned and what you've accomplished, right? And it's kind of just a natural cycle. I think it's kind of the way that maybe even this podcast came to be for me. You know, I've taken a lot of time in terms of, you know, listening to personal development, listening to personal you know, motivation and all these different things, and I've acquired this, and now, like, you know, in my day-to-day life, people will tell me, you know, you seem to be such a, you know, genuinely happy person, you seem like a positive person, I love, you know, to be around you because, you know, you always seem like to have a smile on your face, and I take that, you know, I'm really grateful for that. You know, I like to be that positive impact on somebody else's life, right? Even if I intend to do it, you know, if I intend to do it through like something like this, like a podcast, or if it's just through simple interactions with people, you know, you want to be that positive impact on somebody else's life. You don't want to be that person that leaves somebody, you know, and with a negative light. You know, you don't want to leave somebody feeling bad, right? Because most people won't remember what you do for them, but they will remember how you make them feel. And if you make somebody feel good, you make somebody feel, you know, great about themselves, you make somebody feel positive, then that feeling is going to stay for a long time. And when you make that happen, guys, that comes right back to you. It comes back to you tenfold. And I'm a firm believer of that. Now, I'm not trying to get all, you know, hokey and, you know, all this, you know, sort of rah-rah type of stuff with you, but it is true. And if you actually take a moment to just notice it for yourself, and this is the reason why I talk about it, because I've noticed these things in myself, I've noticed these things around me, with the people around me, and that's the reason why I encourage you guys to do the same, you know, the same thing. So that's kind of what I wanted to get around, guys, within gratitude. You know, one of the things that I like to do sometimes is, you know, get an idea of something that, you know, that you're grateful for, see something that you're thankful for, and, you know, if you're able to take a picture of it, something tangible or something that reminds you of it at least, you know, just put it up somewhere. Put it up somewhere to remind you of what you've accomplished so far. You know, put something up that's positive for yourself so that you can, you know, remind yourself of, you know, how far you've come. And or in the opposite spectrum, right? If you're going for something and the results aren't quite there, something's going to motivate you to keep going, you know, to keep fighting through what it is, the obstacles that you have, that will help you kind of get through it, whether it's a picture of your family, a picture of, you know, the something that you want to accomplish, like some maybe a specific destination you want to travel to, maybe your dream home, you know, different things like that. I know a lot of people get motivated by things like that if they don't have something too personal that they can attach it to. Whatever motivates you to get going, then just go after it, guys. Just go after it and be grateful every step of the way. Okay, guys, so that's kind of the message for today. I want to take the last couple of minutes of this podcast just to share with you guys something that I'm really grateful for, something that's, you know, something that's happened recently. And I know that I haven't made too many podcasts in the last little while, and I apologize for that. If you've been tuning into my YouTube channel, if you just, you know, search up NetPlay Marketing on YouTube, you'll find me. But I've been making a lot more videos on there and making more positive videos on there. So I'm doing both. If you guys like to see videos versus you know, the podcast, then you can work with that as well. But where I have been focusing a lot of my attention on is my Instagram. And, you know, I started with literally nobody, basically on my Instagram. I had maybe like 20 people that were following me, right? Just a couple of friends and stuff like that I had kind of, gotten to follow me on Instagram. And, you know, I started making it a focus, right? Because Instagram is such a visually impactful medium that I decided, you know what, I'm going to focus on Instagram and, you know, just put a lot of positive out there, you know, put a moment of positivity out there. Because sometimes people are, you know, you're kind of just scrolling through your Instagram, and when you see something that's positive, when you see like a positive quote or, you know, a positive image or something like that, you know, it makes you stop for a second, it lets you take it in, and it makes you feel good. And people remember that, right? So I wanted to do that for people. And so I literally have been posting a, you know, an image a day that's a positive, you know, either quote or image or both, on there to just kind of help propel people in the right direction throughout the course of their day. And starting from 20 people, I have now reached actually over 10,000. I just broke the 10,000 people mark, and so that was huge for me. If you found me through Instagram, then welcome to the podcast. I'm actually going to, if you haven't had a chance to yet, I've actually made, you know, a longer length audio. It's called a Moments of Motivation. And that has been posted on a link on my Instagram. So If you haven't had a chance to, it's completely free, no strings attached. You can go ahead, go to my Instagram profile, sorry, click on the link and it'll take you directly to it, so you can download yourself a long length, a version of audio of called Moments of Motivation. It's super impactful. I know it'll help empower you guys, and I know it'll help get you in the right direction. And until next time, guys, that's all I wanted to share with you guys. So again, follow me on Instagram if you haven't followed me already, @AcesVitas. And until next time, guys, this is Get Out There and Have Some Fun.